Welcome to episode 1594 of the Multifamily Collective. Let's talk about centralization for a second. I presented, or as part of a panel rather, at the 2023 National Apartment Association Executive Forum. I'm probably butchering the name, but I had the great privilege, I was honored to be a part of that panel. And one of the things that dawned on me while I was on the stage is that this effort at centralization has been going on for roughly, let's say, 15 years, maybe we're approaching nearly 20 years, where centralization has been an effort, especially in the REIT world, but definitely now, today, because technologies are far more advanced than they were back then, you're seeing a more concerted effort or a mass adoption of centralization. And the interesting thing to me that dawned on me while we were on stage, many years ago, right before we started the centralization effort, we were championing a empowerment effort. And that is that we were trying to decentralize things and put the decision-making opportunity as close to the business as we possibly could. And in other words, if something happened at the site level with a consumer, resident, prospect, or vendor partner, whatever, we wanted to empower the team member to make a decision in that moment so that you could satisfy the client and you could keep the business moving forward in a very efficient fashion. Today, with centralization, we have taken we are not empowering our site team members to make as many decisions, certainly as many important decisions in the moment. We've taken that power back and we've put it in a centralized location, all under the premise of creating efficiencies in our operating system, implying that we shouldn't be focused on centralization today. I think the economy has changed, the economics of multifamily property management has changed, and that particular scenario is force playing a centralization effort primarily to cut costs, to manage costs, and it's a necessity. But it's just interesting to me that we've shifted the gear completely. We've shifted the empowerment gear completely. And we are, I don't want to say we're disempowering our site team members, but we are taking decision-making opportunities away from them under the premise of efficiency, even though the efficiency isn't there completely, not yet anyway. And I'm just wondering, to myself primarily, but here with you in this community, if that effort to centralize and in some respects disempower our team members, what the impact is going to be down the road. Does empowerment get defined differently as it relates to the workflow and the person doing that workflow? Maybe there still are opportunities to make decisions in the moment to create great customer experience, but maybe not. Maybe we've robbed our team members of the opportunity to do that by centralizing all of our efforts. And centralization isn't the end, right? It's going to move to automation very quickly. In fact, most of our initiatives today at RADCO are, think about centralization, but at the same time you're doing that, think about automation. And if it's faster to get the automation, if it makes sense, if the ROI is there, both from a team member perspective, from a consumer perspective, vendor partner perspective, if the return is better there than centralizing and then automating, go to automation first. Don't go to centralization first due to automating. So we're running those two things concurrently, both in the administrative side of the business, what traditionally has been done by assistant managers, and then also on the leasing side. That will be the next thing that we centralize. And after that, it will be maintenance. And a lot of that will happen in the calendar year of 2024. All of that probably designed to cut costs or manage costs more effectively, certainly to create clean data going into our data set, data systems. We want clean data on the front side. We believe to get clean data into the system, you've got to control the number of people actually doing the inputs. So there's another driving reason for doing that. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, but I'm contemplating this a lot. Been going through a lot of reflection time as it relates to the things that we're trying to implement in our organization, and certainly things I've seen other people implement in their organizations. It's going to be an interesting 24, certainly 25 and 26. very exciting time to be in the business. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.